Organizations who serve the homeless are working to be more thoughtful in the design of their spaces. VPR's Liam Elder Connors visited one organization in Burlington that's been making some changes to their shelters.
Jonathan Farrell is showing me around the Committee on Temporary Shelter, known as COTS.
We're going to enter our day station now, which serves 50 to 95 people a day.
The day station's been open in this new space for about a year. It's a place for people to get a meal, use a computer, take a shower. There are even haircuts available once a month. On this day, there are about a dozen people sitting at round tables and at a row of computers.
But if you take a look, you can see bright sunlight, tall ceilings, quiet space, calming colors that help people be at ease when they're in this space.
Farrell is the facilities director for COTS. He says the organization's already practicing trauma-informed care, and now they're applying similar principles to how a room is set up. It's called trauma-informed design.
The basic concept is realizing that the physical environment has an effect on us, on our attitudes, our moods, behaviors, and it's responding by designing and maintaining healing environments for those who have experienced trauma.
Yeah, and that kind of leads me, you know, why is this important for an organization like COTS to be mindful of something like this?
Well, in everything we do, we're working with folks who have been in a very tough situation. We want to create a space that gives them a place to catch their breath, be relaxed, and refocus on their next challenge.
I'm fascinated that there may be very simple things we can do in architecture to make people feel more respected.
Jill Popley is a professor of architecture at Florida State University. We talked on Skype. Popley helps run a nonprofit that provides free information and resources on how to use design to help those experiencing homelessness. Popley says that small changes can make people feel empowered, even a simple thing, like how furniture is arranged.
For example, when a person has experienced domestic violence or been assaulted, they are very concerned about people coming up to them from behind because they feel very vulnerable. So a reaction to this, architects and designers might think about, is to create furniture arrangements that offer people protected backs, which means their back is not facing the door.
Pobley says research on how to best design homeless shelters is just getting underway.
We know a lot about how to build hospitals and schools and prisons, but surprisingly very little about behavioral health sorts of facilities. That's just starting to heat up in the last 4 to 6 years. So I really see this idea of trauma-informed design as really being the next frontier of where we need to go.
In Burlington, Jonathan Farrell shows me how COTS is incorporating trauma-informed design into recent renovations at their overnight shelter.
So here it is, work in progress. Taking this space that's fairly small and serves a lot of people. We've opened up all the window space again, so we'll have new light filtering shades.
The changes here aren't necessarily huge. There are things like picking specific colors for the walls, making more space to walk between bunk beds, and adjusting the lighting. But the design is intentional.
Trying to incorporate all of those disparate elements, you know, thoughtfully.
Farrell says the shelters remained open during the renovations, which are nearly finished. And so far, Farrell says the people staying there like the changes. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.